Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Welcome to
WrestleMania.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, WrestleFania and Fans Not Experts proudly presents to you a podcast unlike any other. Picture two guys fully clothed staring at each other. One is in New York. The other is in Massachusetts. One is wearing a headset. The other one has a little chest hair coming up through his white t-shirt. I know because I can look at it. Oh, and now I see a little more. This is WrestleFania. I am your only host, Mike. You'll find me on Twitter. I'm very gassy. Anyway, you'll find me on Twitter at WrestleWatcher.
Nobody cares.
Wait. Oh, there's somebody else there. Little boy.
Yes, Jared.
That is actually the precise reply that I was looking for when I started saying that. Who's there?
I am. Shut up. Time for me to talk. Shut your mouth. I am the host of WrestleFania Pod. Cast at WrestleFania Pod. That was the most awkward way I could say it. But I said it, and I'm sticking to it, so fuck you. My name is Brandon. You can find me on the Twitter at Wrestle Brand, and you can find my assistant Mike on Twitter at @tranny_Mike.
Not true. That's not true. I don't know who that is.
Transformational journey.
I don't know what you're talking about, or I have no idea what that is.
Bass, then you will love @tranny_Mike.
Let me tell you something. If you're listening to this right now, I am what you would call a man. I'm married to a lady woman. Okay.
Why are you doing the quotation marks every time you say man?
I'm not doing quotation marks. I'm doing jazz hands. It's different. we're here possibly doing a very special episode of WrestleFania. You know, this upcoming weekend is next to WrestleMania. This is the best weekend of the year for wrestling, I think. We got SummerSlam coming up on Sunday night, and the big thing, well, I say that's the big thing, but then the addition to that is the night before, NXT TakeOver, also live in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. So we got NXT Saturday night at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. We got SummerSlam Sunday night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. We got Raw Monday night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Brandon, you live in Brooklyn. How many of these shows are you going to?
I am going to zero. None. Zip.
I believe.
But you know what? I'm going to be at all three shows in spirit. you know, if you were not going through your hormone injections, I would be able to make it to at least one of the shows, but I have to be there for you.
I'm wrestling papers. That means let's move on. Let's move on.
So wrestling papers?
Never mind.
Wrestling Bania podcast papers? Let me explain what I did there. You were wrestling papers. You said wrestling papers, and I'm like, whoa, he said wrestling. This is a podcast about wrestling. We're called WrestleFania. Let me work that into what I'm going to say to make it even funnier. He is wrestling Fania podcasting those papers. Boom, roasted, face, owned. Your turn. You may speak, peasant.
Oh, I may? No. So the real reason that this is special is that we may possibly be joined by some people from a foreign land, from very far away across the Atlantic Ocean. And what Brandon doesn't know is these guys might be auditioning for his job as a replacement. But anyway, the important thing is that...
You cut out for a moment. Did you say something important?
No, I'm fine. No. So we were hoping to hook up with these guys about a half an hour ago. But I think the time zone difference, they're 6 hours ahead, so maybe I don't know exactly how half hours work.
You said a couple guys we were going to hook up with. I was asking you, who's the last guy you hooked up with?
You really want me to answer that, Brandon? Do you really want me to answer that? Look deep into my soul. Remember that night and answer the question. Do you really want me to answer that?
On to the next segment.
Thank you.
The real Mike comes out, finally. Yes. Finally, he's shining through.
The sad thing is I have Twitter next to me.
Where his video is. He's like in bed in darkness, naked, fondling himself.
Well, it's actually Tuesday in England right now. They're 6 days ahead of us.
And Tuesday is sex day in Britain, right? That's what you were going to say?
6 day, S-I-X.
Oh, I completely misread that.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how's it popping?
How's it going?
Yeah, good.
I don't think you and I have actually met before.
To our map. No. It's just as well nobody listens, so. Yeah. Except Gary. Have you met Gary? Do you understand?
America? No, I haven't.
You have to understand. This guy has already had, I don't know, 2 light beers. This is what you got yourself into. You have to understand that the hairy-chested fellow in New York is he's going to be this way the entire night.
So when are we starting?
Oh, I've been recording for 45 minutes. So we already introduced ourselves and we talked about having a special guest. So why don't you introduce yourself to all 9 of our listeners?
Yeah, sure. Hey, all 9 of you guys, how's it going? I'm yours truly, Ricky Cage from London, England. I also run my own podcast called The Boston Ricky Cage Show. We air Tuesday nights, 6 p.m. Eastern time, which is 12 a.m. GMT time, because, yeah, fuck you. We're on Mixlr. You can find us on mixlr.com/Ricky-Cage. And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at @AbossRickyCage.
I've been here the entire time listening to you, I swear.
You did. You disappeared for a second. I was here.
I'm my secret.
Let's talk about Total Divas.
Oh my
God. Who works this week's?
I get to be honest with you, when I see the Total Divas, they're promoting Total Divas at the same time that they're promoting Tough Talk after Tough Enough. I don't know, it drives me nuts that they're double...
You're not tough enough. I'm going to comment on this, and you might not like what I've got to say, but that show makes me angry. It makes me genuinely just want to throw things at the screen all the time. We'll put it this way. They got a shit ton of applications. They got some stuff done, and the people they've actually got are useless.
They're
useless.
Terrible.
It's like they don't even know anything about wrestling.
It's
they're just in
much,
it for the money.
Yeah, it's
that's cool. Like the long tradition of Tough Enough. I feel like right. That's been
no.
Like,
did you see the Austin season? The Austin season was pretty good.
I don't think I was watching at that point.
Like, I'm literally yelling at the screen. I'm like, seriously? What the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's...
Oh my God.
I have to say, I still have not seen a single episode of Tough Enough.
I pretty much have watched every single episode and Tough Talk afterwards, and I hate myself just a little bit more for doing so.
Hey, I'd rather watch Total Divas, man. At least I get a good kick out of that.
Yeah.
Nikki Bella goes on about how hard it is because she doesn't earn as much money. And, oh, I pay my own phone bill. I'm like, what? Like,
well, John should pay it. He makes more money.
No, listen, right. It's just like...
He should at least pay the phone bill.
Listen, right? Their complaints, they complain about things that we would be lucky to have as a problem.
I hate when that happens.
Oh, I only earn a couple million dollars a year. Fuck, I can't believe this. I deserve more. I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh God, please, just...
Yeah, that's why, because, you know, my wife watches a lot of that reality, Housewives, all that stuff, and this is like the same thing in the world of wrestling. And I just was like, oh, it's wrestling, so I'll watch it with you. And I just can't do it. I don't care. And then it seems like it would translate into, at some point it translated into, you know, Raw, actual matches, and it was.
But it was always weird too, though, because they filmed Total Divas months in advance. So then it's like forced when they do something on Raw with it that's obviously live. So,
what about what was the other one as well? You do learn a few things from it, though. You do learn some things from it. Like, if you want to fuck Paige, you just have to be in a boy band.
I already knew that. Been there, done that.
No, not a Paige. The Paige. Not like a Paige that works like at a...
Oh. I thought you meant, like, the Paige in my apartment building.
No.
Rick.
I mean, sometimes I like when they show the behind the scenes of the actual the wrestling, or you know the back rooms and the.
But even that is so painfully staged.
Would you believe that Nikki and Brie Bella trained so hard to get to the WWE? They trained so hard, apparently. Like, oh, for fuck's sake! We all know you got hired because you were twins and for your looks. Just please stop. It's just painful.
I would hire them in a heartbeat all over again to just wrestle each other all night long.
I'm not a fan.
Each other in scissor holds and sleeper holds, boob holds, vagina holds.
Yeah. There's one. You guys ever heard of a game called Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Oh, yeah.
You ever got any of those on your show? Okay, I'll give you one. I give you a good one. AJ Lee, Paige, Becky Lynch.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's start AJ Lee, Paige, Becky Lynch. All right. Now, I don't know how people are going to feel about this, but I will kill Paige.
Fair enough.
And I will have coitus with AJ. I will betroth Becky Lynch.
Oh,
with
yeah.
That orange hair.
I will take all three of them to a nice fancy restaurant. And
you're not Kobe from Iowa. You can't do that. Only Kobe can do that.
Excuse me, Kobe? I'm speaking, Rikishi. Can I finish my fantasy, please?
Yeah, please. Please.
Can I talk, Rikishi?
Yes, sure. Talk. By all means.
So I'm going to take all three of them to a nice, fancy, five-star restaurant.
Hey, will you talk? Are you going to talk now? You can talk now, Brandon. Brandon, talk now.
Oh, my God. See what I have to work with? Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man.
Oh, fuck.
All right, get to it. You'll take them all to McDonald's.
No, McDonald's, KFC, man, come on.
We're actually, for your goddamn information, going to Domino's. And because Domino's has very limited seating, we're going to eat on the street curb outside Domino's. And then, We're going to hold hands. And I'm going to say, you three are lovely women who are very intelligent, and I have nothing but respect for you. God bless you, and I hope you get home safely. I will walk you home personally to make sure you get home safely. And I do not, do not kiss me. Icky, don't get my kisses. You can hold my hand, though. That's okay.
Let's be honest. You're going to bring them to Subway, and then you're going to throw them in the trunk of your car.
That's so Jared of you.
Topical humor. All right. So you guys want to talk?
SummerSlam.
Well, we get some. It's a whole weekend extravaganza.
SummerSlam, Rikishi. Little event called
NXT. Yeah, are you an NXT fan?
When is TakeOver? I don't even know.
It is Saturday night. Do they have the network, or do you have the network over there, or is like the pay-per-views on some channel? I've heard they're on like.
Well, you can buy them for $20, or you can buy the pay-per-view for $9.99. You can buy the network for $9.99.
Okay.
You can buy it for $20.
$20. $20, mate.
I learned what quid is.
Do they have like a lot of fish markets, and you get like $20, and you like. All right, NXT Takeover. God.
Hey, I want to talk about NXT Takeover. Now, are you an NXT watcher, Ricky?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
I watch it, like, fairly.
That's good enough. So I'm just going to go through some of the matches.
Here anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go on.
Now, different, man. All right. So there are 10 matches on the upcoming NXT card listed, but not all of them I saw today are going to be on TV. Some of them are going to be taped for future episodes of NXT. I'm just going to list through them really quick, and then we can go back and talk about ones if you want to talk about them.
SummerSlam.
Exactly, yes. We got Blake and Murphy. We got the tag team champs, Blake and Murphy, up against the Vaudevillains. That's obviously going to be on TV. We got Tyler Breeze against the 52-year-old Jushin Thunder Liger. Sasha Banks, Boston's own, the boss, who I used to see. She's taking on Bayley. We got Apollo Crews, who's UHA Nation. He's taking on Ty Dillinger. I think that's the perfect 10 guy. So that's going to be his
debut.
And I'm pretty sure all those matches are going to be on TV. Then there's four other matches listed that I doubt are going to be on TV. I don't know. We got Carmella versus Eva Marie. No way. Bull Dempsey versus Elias Sampson. No way.
Well, actually, I think they. You know what? I think they're going to film those matches.
Yeah, they're going to film them all. Oh, they will. Yeah.
Because I think they plugged Carmella, Eva Marie for next week.
Yeah. Becky Lynch and Charlotte versus Dana Brooks, and Emma. There's like Enzo and Cass, the Hype Brothers versus Chad Gable. Jason Jordan, Dash and Wilder. So there's going to be a bunch of matches for the people that are at the show. But for the live matches, I think the big ones are all the championship is, and the Breeze Liger match. So remind me again, where is NXT TakeOver taking place, in what town, what city?
Brooklyn!
West Newbury, Massachusetts.
And where's SummerSlam taking place, in what town? And when's Raw taking place? What town?
Brooklyn.
Brandon, where do you live?
Brooklyn.
And how many of these shows are you going to?
Zero.
None.
What a loser. I don't know Brooklyn at all. I just assume you open your door and you look up and there's the Barclays Center. It's right there.
Be like a 30-minute train ride from my door to door.
I like that guy. What's his name? Hideo Itami.
I like him a lot. He's been hurt. I like Sami Zayn a lot. He's been hurt.
No, he did the GPS. That's too cool.
And I'm enjoying Finn Balor and Kevin Owens. I mean, Kevin Owens is already pretty much gone.
Kevin's seen. He's gone over to the big boy leagues.
Now, Kevin Owens has a mid-card match at SummerSlam, but he's main eventing NXT in the ladder match, and you know it's going to be pretty awesome.
It would only be a bad sign if he wasn't on the card. And him and Cesaro could easily steal the show.
Exactly. All right, yeah. I'm going back to NXT right now, and I just want to we like to go through the matches and pick who we think is going to win. Yes, I know winning or losing in professional wrestling doesn't really mean anything, but this is the life we chose.
That is to me, damn it.
Right. So I'm just going to go through the six matches I think that are going to be on TV on Saturday night.
Do it.
So we got that big goofy Baron Corbin with the weird belly button taking on Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe, all the way, man. You know, Samoa Joe should consider himself lucky, because it's not every day that a guy from TNA comes over and actually gets over and gets a big monster push.
Yeah. I think Samoa Joe is there at NXT to help put over young talent, and I think Baron Corbin's going to win. Not that he should.
If Samoa Joe's over there to put guys over, I think he's better off putting guys over in the world title picture and the main event picture. I don't think losing a mid-card...
I think throwing him on the main... That would be their best interest.
And I don't see him in the same role as I see Rano. Like, Rano's definitely there for that purpose. I don't necessarily see Samoa Joe in that same role.
Well, just take my opinion and take a shit all over it then, why don't you? Thank you.
I usually do, that's why I do this show.
Whatever. I'm just moving on. All right. We got Apollo Crews, which I believe UHA Nation was named after Apollo Creed and Terry Crews. And he's taking on Ty Dillinger, which all of a sudden he's got a character. What is he, Perfect 10 or something?
Yeah.
It's going to be Apollo Crews putting on, you know, he's going to destroy him, squash him, all that fun shit.
Agreed.
What do you think? What do you say? Any thoughts on that one?
Honestly... I mean, when it comes to me watching NXT, I'm just watching it in and out. Sometimes I'm watching it, sometimes I don't. Is it Finn Balor? He's the champion now, right?
I believe he is, yes.
Yeah. I've never seen the big appeal to him. I mean, he's got this whole Jeff Hardy look, which is cool, I guess. But he's not no Jeff Hardy. I mean, I don't know. People like him. I mean, I've seen him in the ring. He's pretty good in the ring. He's okay on the mic.
Yeah,
he's okay with the zero on the mic.
Whatever it is, I enjoy it. But that's the main event, so I'm going to push that off for a second. And if you don't have to come up with a choice if you don't watch it, if you don't know the people. But Sasha Banks, the champion, Boston Zone. I saw her the day. I was at the wrestling event with Brandon's cousin the day that she was announced to be signed with WWE. That was pretty cool. Tommy Dreamer, I think, announced it.
She's actually pretty cool in real life, apparently. Yeah. A lot of people are like, she's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's really good in the ring.
Yeah, very good in the ring.
But she's
about as legit as they become.
Yeah, but she's going to lose.
She is going to lose. Bailey's going to win the belt, and she's going to be the new face of that division, at least for a little bit, because we have Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Sasha, who all got moved up to the main roster.
Yeah.
Their run at NXT's over, unless if one of them turns up being like the new Emma, which I really hope does not happen to any of them. But I think Bailey's definitely winning.
So we got three more matches here in NXT. We got the tag team champs, which are the most generic, Blake and Murphy.
I like Blake and Murphy, and
funny, they became so generic. They were so generic, but they've turned themselves into some kind of...
They've been really good. Alexa Bliss with them is a lot of fun.
Yeah. They're taking on the Vaudevillains.
I like the Vaudevillains too, but I don't see them as tag champs, not right now anyways.
Well, it's funny.
I'm kind of surprised Cass and Amore are not getting another title shot. But I thought they were definitely next champs.
Maybe they're moving up soon.
Yeah. I think when it comes to the tag team division is a lot more. It's quite shit together when you compare it to the main roster's one. But in terms of, I think they're probably going to keep them because although I've popped in and out, I've seen these guys, these two, Blake Murphy and the other guy. They've been pretty good on a roll. I think they're going to probably keep them on them for a bit longer.
I think you're probably right. I know the Vaudevillains are going to have some special surprise to take on Alexa Bliss, because they've been doing a whole thing where she's slapping them, but they're gentlemen, so they won't do anything about it. So I don't know what the hell they'll have, but I'm sure it'll be entertaining. I don't know. Maybe they'll bring in China.
Woo!
I'm here to take you on, Alexa Bliss.
Hi, I'm China. I'm like Tranny Mike.
I'm old woman.
I sound like Tranny Mike.
All right. Okay, so we have. I did the math yesterday. Tyler Breeze was born in 1988. At the time, Jushin Thunder Liger was already 24 years old. So Tyler Breeze is taking on the. Now this guy was in WCW, right?
Legendary. Yeah, legendary. He's been all over the place, including WCW. He had best in WCW too, actually, for the little bit that he was there.
Tyler Breeze is going to end up like Dolph Ziggler. You can just tell. If you've seen what he looks like. I mean, wasn't Ziggler like that once upon a time?
On my dreams.
With his whole I am perfection.
Why are you sleeping on my dreams?
What are your dreams? Your dreams are watch Tyler Breeze on Raw?
Dreams. But then...
Oh, so obviously, Jushin Thunder Liger is going to win. Right?
No, Tyler Breeze is going to win.
What?
Jushin Thunder Liger is being brought in to help boost Tyler Breeze. It's going to be a one-off appearance.
You don't have to boost Prince Pretty. He's already Prince Pretty.
Oh, you flatter me. I'm not a prince, though.
Not you, douche.
Oh, you're talking about Rikishi?
No. I don't know. What am I talking about? No, I'm not. I mean, I'm sure he's fine, but I'm talking about Gorgeous. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm moving on to the next match, the final match. And we're not even at SummerSlam yet. Okay.
All right, let's move on. Come on.
Yeah, come on. All we have to do is Bo leaves.
We got Prince Devitt taking on Kevin Steen. See what I did there? So we got Owens and Balor.
Behind the curtain.
Jamie, look at this. I printed up the Wikipedia page because I'm a professional.
I am drinking beer because I'm a professional.
Right. Yes, great. This is for the NXT Championship. I would assume Balor's going to win and stay with NXT for a while. And Kevin Owens is just there to, you know, put on a great match and lose.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah.
It's a ladder match, so I'm sure a lot of giant shit's going to happen. Jesus Christ. I'm sure a lot of giant shit's going to happen.
Speaking of giant shits.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Podcast.
So this was my piece of paper that I had with... NXT takeover on it. I'm crumpling
Throw
it up.
Throw it away. We don't.
I'm gonna eat it.
Don't want it. Eat it.
Hey, look. Let's talk about the SummerSlam extravaganza. You know, it's such a big giant extravaganza that it's 4 hours long.
I'm singing a SummerSlam song. Am I trying to talk over it because he sucks? SummerSlam.
Oh god.
All right. Now I see Wikipedia puts this in a terrible order.
Order. Yeah, I can see the order as well.
I made my own order.
WWE.com, and I have the correct order as...
Brandon.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes.
Stop talking.
Yes, sir.
Shut.
Yes, master.
Okay.
Yes, master.
All right. I'm just going to go through the matches in the order.
Go on WWE.com, and they have a whole different order of matches.
You know what? Go with your order.
Order.
I win. I always do. All right.
Go with
I'm
going to
jump into this and fuck it. So, match number one. We're going to start with Rusev versus Dolph Ziggler.
Rusev versus Dolph Ziggler. Well, you know, do you know what happens to a handsome guy like Dolph? Like Dolph Ziggler, when he steps into the ring with a Bulgarian pretending to be Russian. Do you know what happens to him? It rhymes with grape.
I do know. They fall in love and they have...
It rhymes with grape.
Rape?
Grape.
Yeah, he's going to get raped.
Yes, he's going to get raped.
They make drapes?
I don't think I want to pay $9.99.
Grapes.
I don't want to pay $9.99 to see a Bulgarian rape... Pretty man,
yeah,
like
Dolph Ziggler.
You can go watch that.
Bulgarian one. Grapes are overrated.
Brandon, do you ever shut the fuck up?
Fuck, man.
This is what happens when he's got the apartment to himself.
God damn.
I show off my chest hair, and I sing songs into a microphone on my computer. Back to the match at hand.
Yes.
Ziggler versus Rusev, winners go. I say...
Ziggler.
I gotta go with Ziggler too, yeah. Lana's gonna come out on top in this match.
Ooh, I like that.
There's one. How crazy would it be if Lana turned on Ziggler? Went back to Rusev.
It went right out of my mouth. Oh, it must have been while I was kissing Rikishi. Because I was just about to say that. I think if Ziggler does not win, it will be because Lana turns against him.
I like that, actually. Yeah, all right. We got two Ziggs and one Ruby.
Okay, Ryback. Ryback versus Big Show versus Miz, which is probably
going to be... You're trying to steal my gig?
Yeah, bro, I'm trying to steal your gig.
I'm going to pick the next match. The next match I choose is the Triple Threat match for the Intercontinental Championship.
All right, let's go. Ryback, Big Show, Miz. I hope to hell the Miz wins. That's right, I said it.
That is not awesome. See what I did there?
I do.
I don't know who I'd like to win. I think Miz will probably be the most realistic choice here.
Right. I mean, think about it. If you look at those three, who do you choose?
Ryback. This is actually his. You have to remember this is because he was injured. This is kind of his first title defense.
You're right.
I think they still have a plan to build the Intercontinental title, and I think
that fucking title.
They only have so many belts left.
Ryback will win. And I'm going to tweet you all, motherfuckers, and be like, I told you, bitches. Can I call the next match, or do you want to interrupt me again, Rikishi?
Stephen Amell and Adrian Neville versus Stardust and King Barrage. Gabaj.
Well, Amell and Neville will win in a match I don't give a shit about.
Barrett always loses.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. I lost.
Again. And, the Green Arrow always wins because he's a hero.
Yeah, he's the Batman of the DC TV universe.
Touche. I don't even know why I'm saying touche right now.
Because you're a douche. Now move on.
Okay. Okay, Team Bad versus Team...
Team Bad.
PCB.
Team... I'm trying to... Why the fuck would you call that? That's not the lamest name in history.
Yeah, it's a terrible name.
I don't know who wins this match.
No shit, it hasn't happened yet, stupid.
I don't think it's going to be... I'm going to go with... I think Team Bell loses, and it's going to set up a title match for the following pay-per-view. I'm going to go with Charlotte winning the match for her team.
Oh, because it's elimination, right?
Yeah. But I see Charlotte pinning Nikki Bella for the win, and then getting a title shot next month. And then maybe by then, she would have broken the record and Charlotte can take the belt.
Yeah, they want to take over AJ Lee's title ring, you can tell, because, you know, fuck.
Anything
I hate the fact that she left on our own terms. No, I'm Vince McMahon, and I get what I want.
Oh, fuck.
What's the next match, Rikish?
The Wyatt family minus Eric Rowan versus the Shield minus Seth Rollins.
I know, right?
Wyatt family wins because Dean Ambrose is going to turn against Roman Reigns.
Eh.
I don't think so.
Next.
Roman Reigns wins because he's Roman Reigns.
Okay. How about the Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar?
That's the main event. We go to that. We go to that last.
Oh, you want to go to that last? Fine. John Cena versus Seth Rollins.
Rollins has to.
We didn't give our winners yet. For why?
You know what I think is going to happen? Chicken shit ending. I think it's going to be a chicken shit ending with Kane coming out. Okay, because you know Kane is just the guy you want to retire.
Brandon, we already said. the Wyatt stuff. You said Wyatt. I said Roman Reigns.
Wyatt.
Yeah, exactly.
Wyatt.
Now we're moving on to the United States versus the WWE.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, they're racist, man. Why can't we have an English title, okay?
Because we hate Brits.
We used to have the European title. That used to be a thing.
The bloody horrible.
Oh, God.
Put another...
Wait a minute.
Let's get to the tag team match.
Tag team match.
We have for the WWE Tag Team Championship in a Fatal 4-Way, we have Primetime Players, my favorite team, Los Matadors, Mike's favorite team, the Lucha Dragons, and then, of course, the New Day.
Yeah, my favorite team. Because can I get a hey, man?
Yeah, I want the New Day to win, just for their clapping entrances.
I think the New Day does win.
They better win.
All right, so that's that match. Next.
Kevin Owens, Cesaro.
Kevin Steen. No, it's Kevin Steen now. Come on.
And Claudio. Look at that, huh? See, I knew it. I knew something.
This could be the match of the night, if given time. And I think Kevin Owens wins, because I think Saturday night he loses.
I'm afraid
he loses two nights in a row.
Yeah, I like that. I'm afraid they're going to open with this one, though. I don't want them to.
I feel like this is another, like, false hope for Cesaro, so... It's just a little tease.
False hope.
Yeah, a little tease. His push.
Well, hopefully they'll keep this feud going, because it's good, because they both put on good matches.
But this feud could be both of them, I think.
Yep.
I'm
going to go with Kevin Owens, then. Are we all going to go Kevin Owens?
Kevin Owens!
Yeah.
Let's go to Orton Sheamus, which this should be the... This is literally the worst match of the night.
Usually the Divas matches, but I actually want to see it this.
So I think Sheamus is going to win. Isn't it his turn?
I think Randy Orton's going to win because usually the Money in the Bank winner loses, and Sheamus has been losing repeatedly.
That's true.
I think Randy Orton wins. He benefits more from the win than Sheamus does. Next match.
I think it's the main event now. Can we have a drum roll? Let's have a drum roll for the main event, you know?
All I know is that my neighbors hate
these people near us.
Counting on the wall.
Okay. Brock Lesnar wins again.
Brock Lesnar wins again?
Yep, what do you think?
I don't care. I'm actually being serious here, like. Yeah. I'm just looking, I'm like, who do I want to win? Honestly, I don't care. They waited too long. It's like it's dead and gone, man. If they did this at WrestleMania, I could kind of see where they're coming from. But it's like, really?
This is what I think. Brock Lesnar is going to suffer if he loses to The Undertaker. And he was laid out by The Undertaker on Raw. I don't think you can lay out Brock Lesnar on Raw, then have him lose on SummerSlam. But I don't think that Undertaker can lose fair and square going into what I'm assuming is going to be his last match at WrestleMania. I think that Brock Lesnar wins because somebody's going to cost Undertaker the match, and that person will be his opponent at WrestleMania. And they will do a six-month build that match.
Wait, I wasn't listening. Say the whole thing again.
No.
That sounds good. Well, hey, SummerSlam's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. Can I be honest?
SummerSlam's going to be tolerable.
So I'm going to close up now because I got nothing else left. I want to thank... I want to shut Brandon up, and I want to thank Ricky Cage for joining us for this clusterfuck.
Yeah, no Rick, thanks for having me.
Yeah, can you once again tell us where we can find you?
Online. Oh, yeah, sure. You can follow me at Abbas Ricky Cage. You can spell it in the description.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll put your links in.
Follow us on Instagram, same thing. Facebook.com/AbbasRickyCageShow, all one word. And send me a link to this episode. Check out my YouTube channel. I've got loads of other podcasts as well. Don Tony, Kevin Castle Show. Awesome guys from New York. Check them out. Solar Monster Sounds Off. He's another guy from Brooklyn, actually. Check him out, Jason Solomon. Wrestling Soup. They're actually airing now. Wrestling Soup are airing now on Mixlr. What's the
Joey Numbers and Anthony Missionary Thomas. Follow at Wrestling Soup. They're fucking awesome. These guys are awesome. You guys, awesome.
Awesome.
Love Brandon, being on Wrestle.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Brandon, nobody. Brandon.
Yes, Master.
Don't nobody that I know, including your parents, give a shit. Tell us where we can find you.
You can find me on the Twitter.
Yeah, where can you find the host of WrestleFania?
Will you shut the fuck up already?
Just get it out.
I just called you the host.
Assistant.
Are you the co-host?
Assistant to the host.
You can find me on the bloody Twitter at WrestleBrand, you bloody wankers.
All right. Stop.
This is my New York British.
And to know where he is, just he's blocked by Adam Rose.
Fucking Beatles.
Yes.
Fucking The Who.
And everybody.
The Rolling Stones. This is the British Invasion of Wrestling Podcast.
And let it be known.
The Redcoats are coming. The Redcoats are coming. You're up.
Mike's
talking right now, but I can't understand him.
If you live near Brandon, you already know it because
welcome to the United Kingdom. No. If you live of King Barrett.
Let me get this. If you live near Brandon
and Rikishi, maybe you've met him. He was on our show.
How do I mute you? If you live near Brandon, you already know it because it's a law that if a registered sex offender lives near you, he has to introduce you. He has to introduce himself door to door. So if you live near Brandon, you already know he's knocked on the door and he's shown you his face. So watch out. And with that, that is way too much hair for you not to be some kind of animal. Okay. That's the end of WrestleFania. This has been thank you, Ricky. Ricky Cage. You'll find us WrestleFania Pod on Twitter, Fans Not Experts.
WrestleBrand.
Let's be honest.
Abbas and Costella and
thank you for listening, Gary.
What's your Twitter again?
Thank you, Gary. Goodbye, everybody. The Twitter is WrestleWatcher.
Nobody cares. Anyways. Bye, Gary. I love you. Can we all agree that Nickelback is awesome?
Talking of songs, what kind of songs do you know? We can do a karaoke segment right here.
Well, this guy's a musician. He's a music teacher right there.
I got your song right here. Rikishi, he has stink face. He's gonna put his bum in your face.